أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم. We are still in this ayat, the capital crimes that are committed, robbery, highway robbery, stealing, adultery, etc. All that is being discussed in this ayat. So in this ayat also further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains about the capital crimes and also the capital punishment that is ordained by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Ma'ariful Quran, Hazrat Mufti, Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelwi, Rahmatullah Alayhi writes, with regard to the revelation of this ayat, that it happened that in Khaybar, which was a place where the Jews resided, and there a prominent people had committed adultery, the man and the woman. And the punishment originally in the Torah was also to be stoned to death. But the Jews had changed it when a prominent person had committed adultery, and they would polish the face black of the people and parade them on a donkey amongst the people and also give them having committed that crime. Though that was also quite a severe punishment, but it was, they changed the book of Allah, the Torah. That was, the original command was stoning to death. And yeah, if we just reflect a little bit, then in our times now, even that polishing the faces black, giving 100 lashes, that also is totally gone out. In fact, it was that in 1910, in the Parliament of South Africa, they changed the laws of adultery, and because they said if the person is guilty, if it is a crime, then all those parliamentarians are also guilty of it. So they completely abolished it. Now there is absolutely no crime if it is done with both parties being content with it, then it is not regarded as a crime at all. And that is what is the law in the world. And unfortunately, even in Muslim countries, the law, Islamic law, is not enforced in the least way whatsoever. It has been changed completely. So anyway, so when that had happened, then they send a delegation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask him what is the punishment. Because they understood that the laws of Quran Sharif are comparatively to the Torah, are much more lenient. There it was where the laws were much more stricter. So they hoped that the laws of Islam will be more lighter, and also at the same time, they had this in their mind that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Nabi Ummi, the unlettered, the untaught. He was not taught by anyone in this world. So he won't know what are the laws in the Torah, and he will give a lighter punishment for this. When they came and they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was in the masjid, and they asked him, so he asked, what is the law in the Torah? So they said that the faces must be polished black, and they must be paraded on a donkey in the town and be given 100 lashes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately got up from there, and he went to the madrasa of the Jews, the Darul Ulum. And the great ulama of the Jews were present there, and he asked them, what is the punishment of adultery in the Torah? They said, one of them, Ibn Suriya, he was one of the big alims of the Jews. He said the punishment is that the faces must be polished black, and they must be paraded on a donkey and be given 100 lashes. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, is that the law? Then immediately Abdullah ibn, one of the senior alims of the Jews who had accepted Islam when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had entered Medina Sharif, so he told him that is not the law. And another person covered that verse, that ayat that explained this law, the original law of stoning. And he told him, take away your finger from there. And then the clear law was seen in the Torah that the punishment is that the person, people must be stoned to death, and that is the punishment in the Torah also. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave that verdict, and they had to accept it finally when with their own doings, and they had to accept finally what that was. So that was an introduction given by Mawlana Idris Kandelvi for this ayat. And we will read inshallah in front what the occasion of the revelation was and all the details of this ayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let Islamic law prevail again. Today we are also not in that capacity to accept it. May Allah give us that iman that we can accept the Islamic law open-heartedly, wholeheartedly, and fully accept it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.